Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Steve and Chris. That's it.
Hey, Lisa.
So
we're going to stay on topic, get down to business, no funny business.
So we've got Lauren and Sharpie already down in Orlando for the Mouse Chat meetup.
They're there early. If you find them, go give them a hug. They love hugs.
They do. Mm-hmm. They're not like you and Chris.
Unfortunately, the podcast will come out after they're already back.
Well, I'll put it up on the Mouse Chat page.
Oh, yeah. Just put up photos. Let people know.
Free hugs.
Free hugs, Sharpie and Lauren.
You know what? We could have a little secret contest where anyone who posts a picture of them hugging either Chris or Lauren.
Oh, there you go, Chris.
We could have fun with it.
Chris would.
Yeah, Sharpie. Go ahead and hug that other Chris. I'm good with that. I'm not a hugger. I don't really see the point in it.
Bonus round is if you hug Chris Wood. Yeah, that's like extra points.
My hairdresser always hugs me. First of all, she's really bony, so it's not, I mean, you know, lucky her. But she's very skinny, and it's not the best hugs anyway. And I always do that like church side hug thing with her.
You do that with everyone.
Yeah, I don't really want to be hugged. I want my family to hug me. Everybody else stop.
Okay, so this would be tangent number one.
Yes.
Okay. Good job keeping us on track.
Don't hug me. Just don't. Shake my hand. Pat me on the back. Don't ask me to high five you either.
Fist pump?
I hate that most of all. I would rather hug anyone than fist bump them.
Good to know.
What about like the Arsenio Hall like dog pound? Where you hoop it up?
I don't even know what that is.
Ooh. That doesn't work so well with my voice.
Yeah, can I?
I had a social life in the 90s. I didn't watch that show.
Okay. All right, so today we're going to talk about Disney Cruise Line, the top 10 tips for first time.
Saw that released.
First time cruisers, and this was, it was on the Disney Parks blog site. They did the top 10 tips for first time cruisers, and we thought we'd kind of go over them and add to them.
We always have stuff to add.
Yeah, and edit them. So if you're going on a Disney cruise, this should be for you. So I'm going to start with the first one. The first one is start the countdown to fun with a phone call from a Disney friend. So if you go to the Disney Cruise Line website, once you have a reservation and you click on the planning center, you can select a character and then schedule a date and time for them to call and let your kids know about the Disney cruise.
It works for Steve all the time. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps up and down. Yay, it's Mickey.
Do you know what? That's, you know, if we were doing a video podcast, that tip there made my face look like it was sucking on a lemon.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm not into the character. I'm sure the kid.
There's a very small window where this is effective, I think.
For the kids. They'll be like,
yeah.
Somebody in a funny voice is telling me about something that I don't understand.
Hey, Timmy, guess where you're going? And then they start crying because it's Disney Cruise Line and not Disney World.
Yes. Well, it could be. Yeah. All right. So.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Number one is a hit.
Number one. Sorry. So number two, this is a good one. So download the Navigator mobile app before you set sail. So on Disney Cruise Line that you get a printout in your room every night and it has the next day's activities and it's called the Navigator and it has, you know, all the different shows and any special events going on. And if you're going to one of the islands that day, it'll have all that information.
I live by this.
Yeah, it's awesome because you can, I like the paper version because you can spend the night, you can circle it at night and see what you want to do.
Every night before the crew or before, well, the next day.
I just Steve, got this funny image.
No, mm-hmm. He throws the thing at me, the compass or the
yes.
navigator
yes.
and a pen. And he says, figure out what we're doing tomorrow.
And then you can highlight what you want to do.
Yeah, I always have to mark things. And then he approves it. He looks it over and sees if it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two things during the 2 to 2:30 time slot. What are we going to do?
That's right.
Wow. You guys are like the Brady Bunch.
And then you fold it up and you put it in your pocket, but then, you know, you might forget it or lose it. So you can download it and have it on your phone and connect to the complimentary on Wi-Fi once you're on board, and they'll let you update it automatically. So you can do that. Just make sure you have all your other cell services turned off You're not charged. So yeah, you can get the Navigator now on your mobile device.
And that's also handy. Doesn't that let you text?
I think it does.
I think it does.
Yeah, it does, but we could never get it to work on our last ship, so hopefully they've got it working now.
Yeah, we would get random things, or it would work one way, and
yeah, I don't want to work that. Yeah.
And then I couldn't respond. I had lots from Steve. I don't think he got any from me.
Yeah, so the text was very hard to do on Disney Cruise Line, but that was when they first rolled it out, so hopefully they've worked
it's
the bugs
out. It's
a great
feature, though, if it is working.
Yeah, you both had to be in the app, and the app had to be open and on your screen, or there were so many things that had to be between you and the person using it at the same time that was very hard.
But it's awesome, because you need your phone, because you need to know what time it is, because I don't wear a watch. And
I remember that we didn't even download it until we got to the port, right?
Like, yeah, you can download it there.
Yeah, but that was kind of dumb because everyone was trying to do it.
Yeah,
because
everyone's like, oh, I got to get this before I'm out at sea.
Yeah.
So don't be like me and my internet. Husband. Don't be like me and Kevin. Do it ahead of time, because otherwise you'll be sitting there going, oh, my God, we're never going to get it.
Now, and they have Wi-Fi in the port. It's not the best, but they do have it. And up on the TV monitors, they do have their Wi-Fi passcode. So you can go ahead and log in and download that app if you happen to forget to do it before you go.
Yeah, so while you're waiting to board, if you get there early. Okay, so number three they have over at Disney Parks blog is pack more than a swimsuit. So what they're saying here is it gets cold. So bring a light jacket or a sweater at night when you're out on the deck and it's dark and windy. It gets pretty chilly. Also, the dining rooms can get a little chilly, and when you're watching any of the plays or
shows. Most of the indoor activities, I'm cold, especially dining room and theater. It's long sleeve and long pants worthy for me. Chris is kind of in that same boat, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm always cold.
No pun intended. Sharpie, that one's for you.
Oh. Well, and also a lot of times people will ask, what do I wear for formal night? The reality is you can wear just about anything. I thought people dressed down quite a bit on our Norway cruise, probably because it was so cold.
It was cold.
So, but you should bring a couple nice outfits at a minimum.
Agreed.
That's a good one. That's the next one. The is next one really? Is show your Disney side, which is dressing to impress during some of the themed celebrations, like Pirates in the Caribbean, the deck party that they have, and also dressing your stateroom door. A lot of people on Disney Cruise Line will bring magnets, and they'll make custom magnets
to put all over
their door. I know.
Yes.
Holy cow. Yeah. All right, I'm the queen of magnets on the door. I am so into the magnets on the door. I even brought some for Chris last time. And
yeah,
I decorated up her
bring
door.
Anything. So our kids are like standing there going, gee, why don't we have anything? And then Lisa gives us all the stuff. And I'm like, because mommy's not crafty.
Well, because mommy knows she's traveling with Lisa.
Yeah, that's true. But I think even if we weren't traveling with you, we probably wouldn't decorate our door.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Don't hug us.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I love it. We've got the little, you can go on to Etsy. And other websites, of course, but they're so crafty, and they have these laminated body parts that you can put around the little porthole type room number that's in the center of the door, upper center.
Basically, and arms and legs.
Yeah, and
that's
ears.
Really interesting.
And a skirt and a bow. So, they do really cute things with the little body parts around the hole to make it look like a character.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do magnets. They have to be magnets. Don't you dare bring tape because they'll fine you. But bring your magnets. And some people will do pictures of their family. Some will do their favorite characters. It's all kinds of fun stuff. And people really show their personalities when they decorate their door. Really says something when you don't, too, Chris.
I know, right? I'm a curmudgeon. I'm owning it. I'm like embracing it, especially today.
And this is only on Disney Cruise Line. Like, I've been on a lot of other ships, and there's very little, if anything, on those cruise line doors.
It's a Disney thing.
Yeah. So.
Did you see anything on Oasis of the Cheese?
No. Nothing.
No, there were a few.
Well, we saw there must have been like a bachelorette party or something, like an older bachelorette party, because they had pictures of like
Tom's, like, their favorite dudes.
Yeah, Tom Selleck. Yeah. Or Magnum P.I. was, like, laminated on one door.
Yeah. They did. It was, like, 8x10 glossies of these.
Of, like,
well,
yeah.
You older stars. It was a bachelorette party.
I don't know.
You don't know.
There's, yeah, that was the only things we saw. And then we bring, like, a magnetic whiteboard with a pen.
Dry erase.
Dry erase, yeah. And then we can leave notes to each other, so we brought two of those.
Well, but then someone put obscenities on one, and Amber's like,
did they really?
Oh, yeah. They drew pictures and wrote words. And yeah, so we took the markers down and kept them in the cabin after that.
That's why I'm calling it Oasis of the Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny, you have to admit. Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
Okay, sorry. So planning your character meet and greets.
No, we're not done with Disney side because there's so much to talk
about. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Chris Wood. Sorry. For the pirate night, some people really dress piratey. Mm-hmm. And we have an entire suitcase dedicated to dressing for pirate night.
Well, that's a whole nother category is pirate night, but we can get into it, yes.
All right. They're talking about it here, so I'm going to expound.
They have it as also another one, but yes. Okay. All right, keep going.
So we do like to do the pirate night and have fun with that. And if you don't have your pirate stuff ahead of time, at least for the kids, you can go to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique if you're on the right ship. You need to be on the Fantasy or the Dream. And we'll see what happens with the Wonder and the Magic. We'll see. But they just added it to the Dream. And you can get done up like a pirate. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So pack some pirate costumes.
And they have costumes there in the shop,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and you can buy some there if you need to. And if not, you get a bandana at dinner.
Yeah, you do get a bandana. Or in your room. It depends on how swing it. But they also have pirate stuff in all four gift shops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one on each ship.
Yeah, that's fun. It's fun for a theme night. And then you can watch fireworks and the show outside at night.
All this swashbuckling.
Yeah, so they have a party. And then one more thing, fish extenders, which is not something they had on their list, but you can join a group on Facebook normally. You find your cruise date, and you fellow cruisers will all join together, and they will give gifts to each other. And they're usually some like little fun token gift or something for the kids.
Some people do pencils stuff, and other people go way overboard.
Yeah, some of them are
no pun intended.
Are little trinkets, some of them are nice. Yes, but yeah, Sharpie's not here, so Lisa has to fill in with the puns. But so fish extenders, it's a little thing that hangs from the side of your room door, and then you one night you go and get your rooming list of everybody in your group and put your little things in their fish extender. And if you have kids, it's fun. We did it with Amber and Brooke, and then every time they would come back to the room, they'd be excited to see what they got. But on Norway...
Well, it's like Christmas. It's like going to your Christmas stocking.
Yeah. And then and you can buy a fish extender or make them or find them probably on eBay or Etsy as well. It's just a little bit of thing with pockets in it.
Tell us what kind of gifts they give you, Steve.
Well, they give you...
It can be key fobs, keychains... It can be pencils, candy, tattoos.
It can be little frozen toys for the kids, or
sometimes you'll get
magnets. They'll make custom magnets.
Yeah, magnets with your family name and the
sale
date.
It could be a music CD of Disney music that somebody's made.
We've gotten cups. We've gotten
thermos. You know, insulated thermos cups that say Disney Cruise.
We've gotten little toys, but.
Could be a bag of
tissue containers.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
You never know.
Totally not my
little
thing.
Notebooks.
But the kids love it because they get little toys and they want to see what they're going to get. And if you're in a fish extender with like 40 people, then there's a lot of, there could be a lot of different little things.
There's a lot of plastic junk to carry off that ship.
I know.
It is a consideration, but yes. You're bringing on that much plastic junk too.
Yeah, or whatever you're bringing on. So that's why we didn't do it in Norway, because you have to, have to ship all that stuff and then ship it all back and bring it onto the cruise line.
Of course, the girls kept asking.
Yeah, but if we go out of Port Canaveral and the kids want to go and we can drive down, and we usually do nice gifts.
You guys are nice parents.
And then we bring a duffel bag with wheels so we can roll, because you have to go from room to room on the list, so you get to see that whole ship. It's a good couple hours of
It's a good adventure for the girls.
Yeah, you got to find every room on all the
different
levels.
Do you have to do it every day?
No, it's just one. You just do it one day.
Well, some people do it more than one day. We do one nicer thing, and they get one gift from us, and we like to give it near the beginning, so we'll do it on the first day or the second day. Other people like to give a gift a day, but that's a lot of time.
That's
even if you go
work.
Around two or three times, you're going from deck to deck and room to room. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, but it's fun. If you have kids, it's fun to do. Join a fish extender group. Just search on on Facebook or any of the Disney
Probably
forums.
Facebook. Disports has them.
Yeah, and then you can join one and start planning it out.
A lot of people stick to the days at sea when they have lots of time.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next one is plan your characters' meet and greets on the first day. So, of course, Disney has a lot of different characters. Some of them, of course, are in the Navigator, like we talked about before. So you can see that they're going to be in the main kind of lobby area from 10 to 11. And you can get there a little early and wait in line and get your pictures taken with them. Some of them you should probably go to guest services and get a time to see them. Like when we were on the Norway Disney cruise, to see Frozen, you had to have a set time.
You had to have a ticket.
Yeah, so you have to go to guest services, get your ticket, and then arrive at that time. So if there are certain characters you want to see, make sure you get the ticket or arrive early, depending on which characters they are.
And the Frozen ones they're still the most popular.
Okay, so the next one is get to the shows early. So Disney has some really good shows.
And bring your sweater.
Yeah, and they have two different show times depending on your dining times. And we usually get there, about 30 minutes early? And we had to save, we saved seats for Chris and her family and us.
Because we would, come in late.
So we try to save, 10 seats. Yeah, there's 10 of us, so.
Not easy.
It's not easy. So even for a family of four, it's kind of difficult. So you want to get there a half hour early if you could.
Well, if you want a really good seat, half an hour.
Yeah.
If you want a seat, 10 to 15.
Yeah, 10 to 15.
If you walk in at 5 minutes till, you may not get a seat together.
Yeah.
Especially if you're two people, maybe. But if you're 4 to 10 people, you absolutely will not get seats together.
I think it depends, too, on how crowded the ship is. Because I think on that Norway cruise, it never seemed like those shows were totally full.
Yeah. The Disney Cruise Line, I don't know. Some of the shows, the later shows, especially not the main shows, you can, if that's in a lounge or something, you can usually get a seat at. But the kind of Broadway-type shows that are in the main theater can get pretty full. Unlike some of these other cruise lines where you have to have a reservation and they won't even let you in.
Well, some of those little side shows do fill in.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, where you can't, you go to a comedy show or something.
You're standing, yeah.
And you don't get a seat.
Yeah, it could be.
But those are held in the bars and lounges, and they don't have
a lot of seating.
Go ahead.
Okay, so next is take advantage of all that's included. So there's a lot of little fun extras, and then just some general tips here. So the first one is if you haven't been on a cruise, when you go to eat, there's an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert. So if you like two of the appetizers and two of the main courses, go ahead and order them. You can say, I'll have the escargot and the lobster bisque soup as appetizers. And then I always order two appetizers. And
you usually
get
an appetizer, a soup, and a salad, and then your entree, and then dessert.
So,
wow.
I know.
Yeah, so don't feel like...
And he's still skinny.
I know. So you can order a couple appetizers, a couple mains, and a couple desserts if you want. So don't feel like, I can only order one. And then if you get it and it's not what you thought it was, then feel free to order something else or try something else. And they're very accommodating, your servers for that. Disney also does first release films. So if you're on a Disney ship and a new film comes out, they will show it at sea at midnight. So you can go to one of the, we saw Frozen at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, what was Tomorrowland?
I didn't see that one.
We saw Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
That first release. And we saw another really good one. Tangled?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw Tangled. The other thing is, when we went to see Tangled, they have the merchandise. So they had the Tangled doll in the store right there, right when you walk in the theater and everything. And I think Lisa bought it before
the premiere.
Before the movie. And then after they showed the movie, they were all gone. So make sure if you want to get something, you have very limited supply on the cruise ship.
Yeah, and if you decide you don't like it, you can always return it. So, yeah, I bought the doll with the glittery hair for Rapunzel, or for Tangled,
mm-hmm.
and had our daughter not liked it, we could have returned it.
Yeah.
It wasn't slobbered on or anything.
Chris, did you like the movies?
Yes.
There was another one, some horse one.
I don't know. There's a lot. Oh, well, we saw when we were on with the Muppets, it was John Carter, which was horrible.
Yeah.
That was premiered at sea as well. But it's cool because you can watch, you know, they're in 3D if it's a 3D film. They have the glasses, the theater. And it's a nice perk to do on a cruise and get to see it there.
It's nice family time. What's next? Really?
Then just some of the other things that you can do on a cruise is, and they bring this up
ice
as well.
Ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream, late night snacks, and room service is available 24 hours a day.
You know, one thing that Chris took advantage of on the cruises that we've done, with dinner, for dessert, you can always ask for a Mickey Mouse ice cream bar.
Yeah.
And
well, because sometimes their desserts aren't really.
Well, sometimes they're too fancy for the kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're too fancy for me.
It depends. It's I think, like you're saying, kind of like some of the Disney desserts are disappointing.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I mean, like a lot of times these desserts are like all sugar and no flavor. And so the ice cream bars are like, you know, they're consistently good. You have to eat a lot of them to get your money's worth, though.
Yeah.
You gave it a good effort.
I know. I could go for one right now.
Mm. But the ice cream that they have up on the pool deck, we definitely got our money's worth out of that.
Yeah, I got to the point where I was sick of it. I was like, oh, I don't think I could eat another one of these.
And then we'd see you with an ice cream cone.
Oh, those ice cream cones are good. Yeah, and they have them on Castaway Key.
Yep, and extra flavors there.
Yeah, they have like a mango.
Do they really?
They have like a refreshing like... kind of vanilla and a mango-ish, kind of nice, refreshing, light. Pretty nice.
You're so corny.
Mm. I like the mango ice cream. Yeah, and that's all included in the price, so you're not having to pay extra. Then some of the other things they say, let's see here. Well, basically, this is a kind of a general one, which is, you know, carve out time for yourself. So they're getting into, you know, maybe go to the kids' club during an open house with your kids and play with them there. Enjoy a dinner over at Palo, so we can go into that as well. And then they talk a little bit about maybe getting a spa treatment.
Well, and you can utilize the nursery if you have the young kids that aren't old enough for the kids clubs. And the kids clubs are fantastic.
The kids clubs are, yeah, they're amazing.
They really are. And a lot of people will scoff at Disney pricing. But if you're going with kids that are anywhere from 3 to 10, definitely, you get your money's worth out of the kids club alone. And you just, I don't even have the words. They're so incredible, so thorough, so incredible, just fantastic that the kids don't want to be anywhere else. They will eat, sleep, and breathe in kids club.
Then the one thing I like about the kids club for Amber and Brooke's age, which is like what, the 1 through 12 club.
Yeah. Well, it's 3 to 12.
They,
they do stuff that's like with the characters. Cause I'd be like, oh, what'd you do today? And Brooke would be like, oh, well, Peter Pan came in and he lost his shadow and we had to help him find his shadow. And then Tinkerbell came in and did this. And we played hide and seek with Tinkerbell for a little while. And then Belle came in and read us a book. And you're like, this is stuff that you don't get interaction at like Disney World where they sign their name in a book. And then the next kid comes up.
Move along.
Yeah. So they do. And it's not like they do that all the time, but there's little special things from time to time where a character might pop in and do something fun with them, or it might be integrated into an activity. And the area is the theming of all the different areas is, of course, up to Disney standards. So it's unbelievable. So it's, you know, they've got all kinds of really cool things to do, and they're
constantly
updating.
Well, you've
got Andy's
room, and you have Pixie Hollow. Now you have the Avengers area.
Yeah, and they're building a Star Wars themed one now. Mm-hmm. So that'll be cool, like the Millennium Falcon, and they'll do different things there. And then they, you know, of course, have a giant movie area and a craft area, and I mean the kids.
Computers and
yeah.
experiments.
And they're very good about making sure the kids can't come in or leave without you, and you have to have a password, and they're all...
They have
all
to wash hands when they come in. And
they have a magic band, so they know exactly where they are in the club. They're like, okay, she's over here in the arts area, you know, coloring. And then you walk over there, and there she is. Because they've got them literally with GPS in that whole area, so they know exactly where your
kid is. Within 5 feet.
Yeah,
they'll be like, Eric is now going between the two rooms. He's in the hallway, and I'd go find him in the hallway.
Yeah.
Because they have this private hallway that connects the two sides of the ship, the two play areas.
Yeah.
And
we've
been
on, we've been on many other cruise lines, and that is not how they operate at all. So it's very nice to see how well Disney does the kids clubs, and the kids clubs love it. I mean, the last ship we were on that was a non-Disney ship, our kids spent 30 minutes in the kids club, and then they're like, okay, and then they spent the whole 7 days with us.
It was nice for us,
which was nice. Cause normally it's like, okay, we're going to the kids club. We don't want to eat dinner. We're going to go to the kids club. So it was different, but yeah, it just shows how well Disney does the kids clubs.
Yeah. It was great to have all that family time though.
And then the other time for yourself, so Apollo, which is a $30 extra meal add-on, I think it's definitely worth it. It's
even worth it for me.
What do you think of
picky?
What do you think of Apollo, Chris?
It's awesome.
Really? That's all?
You have to elaborate, Chris.
No, I mean, it's really good food. I mean, you really can't beat it. So,
and the service.
I mean, all the food on the Disney ships are really good, but I mean, Apollo is right up there. I haven't been to Remy yet. I would totally go, but it hasn't happened yet.
We'll have to get on one of the bigger ships that has Remy. Yep. And we'll go. It's nice. Yes, Apollo's at the back of the ship. It's on deck 10, I think. It's at the top. I can't remember.
Could be.
But so you've got really nice views of the sunset at night. Very nice decor. Great food. And then they have the souffle for dessert. You have to order that 30 minutes early. And that's their kind of specialty for dessert. And I know Chris probably makes a better one at home, but
hey,
it's pretty good. Lisa makes a better one at
home
too. Everyone yes. makes a better one except.
Do you really make a souffle? Those are complicated, Lisa.
You follow the instructions and you can make a souffle.
I've actually never made one.
Oh.
No, I make a very good souffle.
It's pretty good. So. And the service is really nice. And for the upcharge, I think it's definitely worth it for $30, at least for one very nice night. And then they also have a Sunday brunch that I enjoyed.
I didn't care so much for the brunch, just because it was fancy.
The brunch
yes,
is very
I know.
Fancy, yeah.
But I did all right.
And then they have spa services. They have a rainforest room. Is it also still called the rainforest room on the two new ships, or is it?
I think it is.
I've done the one on the older ships, which was okay, but really
we know all about your spa experience.
It really needs to be updated.
Shorty robe.
Yeah, and then I think the rainforest room, which is like just a, you know, steam room, sauna, like kind of add-on thing.
You can get a day pass, or you can get a pass for the duration.
And of course, they have all the spa services as well.
Why do they charge you to use a spa or like a sauna? I don't know.
It's like a little extra thing where you can relax, and they have the chairs, the hot, and they have steam rooms and saunas and
the fancy showers.
And it's kind of nice to do just aroma showers for a day.
But they charge because they can't.
And then if you get a massage, it's included, and you know they'll either have you start out there or end the massage there. So that's nice. But yeah, there's a lot of things to do, and then there's also an adult area, which is nice if you want to go to the pool. And the lounge chairs are nicer and padded, and and they have the Cove Cafe, so you've got a couple little snacks there and really good coffee.
You can look on any ship in the Cove Cafe, and there's a chair in the corner with Steve's name on it.
Yeah, I like to hang out, get my free cappuccino with my punch card.
You have to get like 10 coffees to get one free, and so he's like, oh, I've got to get a free coffee.
You got to do it. I can do 10 in 7 days.
So yeah, that's what he does.
And then their last tip, and then if you have any more, or Lisa, if you have any more, don't overplan. So, you know, leave time for spontaneous activities.
Well, and they have all the activities planned.
Yeah, so it's, you know, kind of hang out with the crew, do some of the pool games. You know, they have the Jack race in the lobby. That's kind of fun. And they have the Demolition Derby or the Mickey 2000. They've got a lot of little fun Disney themed activities that you'll see on the Navigator that you probably want to have a few. And then they also have wine tastings and other things like that on the Navigator that are fun to do.
Yeah, and those types of things that Steve's talking about are usually at an additional charge. So, you know, $15, $20, maybe $25.
Chris, think of your top tips. What are your top things you learned as a first-time cruiser that you would share?
Skip the shows. No, I'm kidding.
I don't believe you said that.
I don't. You know what? I just think that you don't really need to overplan it. You know, I mean, it's probably a good idea to price out some excursions that are not Disney run, just because they're going to be a little bit less money. But keep in mind that you want to verify that those are really legitimate sources to use and everything. I think that we did pretty well in Bergen, for example, as far as kind of doing things on our own and checking things out. But some places are easier to visit than others. So you might want to, you know, really do some research. And that's easy to do. I would suggest joining a Facebook group for your cruise dates if you can. I think that's sort of a nice way to find out things. I know a lot of my clients will go ahead and do that. They'll join a Facebook group for their cruise so that they can find out, you know, what are some good deals on excursions, what nights things are going on, you know, maybe get transportation arranged. Like when we were in Copenhagen, I arranged a bus of about, I think it was like 21 people going back from the port to the airport. Little things like that you can do. So that can be really useful.
Yeah. And I like your idea on the excursions because you can book excursions, of course, on the cruise ship, and they're very, very expensive. And we've done that. Mm-hmm. And some of them that you want to make sure that you get on and you don't want to deal with the worry of finding a vendor, you know, book one or two on the ship. But you can also, we went to the ports and they have these hop on, hop off bus tours. Pretty much, you know, at a lot of the ports, especially when we did the Norway cruise. And, you know, all of those tours are just right there pretty much when you get off the ship. And you can buy a ticket and get on one of these hop-on, hop-off buses and go to things. And we found a castle somewhere, I think in Bergen. And then we did an incline railroad. And there's a bunch of stuff that we found for $8, $10 that was really nice.
Some places are going to be easier to do that in than others. You know, a town like Bergen, everything was pretty close by. We could walk to everything. But I think if you're getting to some more exotic places, you might want to have a little more planning.
Yeah. And then, and a lot of the, you know, like the Caribbean stuff that we did with Disney Cruise Line, like we just went to St. Thomas and we you know, got a water taxi on our own over to one of the other islands, to a water island, and went to Honeymoon Beach, which is one of these, you know, wedding beaches where they're taking all the photos for the latest magazine covers and everything. And we did it on the, you know, for pretty cheap versus paying for a tour to do the same type thing.
Yeah, the only thing that is going to work against you if you decide to do this on your own, a couple things. If there's a lot of transportation, transfers, take this boat and then take a taxi from here to there.
Yeah.
That gets expensive and it gets confusing and you have schedules to deal with. If you miss the boat when it leaves, it will leave you. So you have to make sure that you're back on time. If you're on one of the boat sponsored tour excursions, they will not leave you. They will wait for that tour group to get back.
Yeah. So you got to make sure, you know, like when we go to an island, one of the things we do as a tip is the first time we go to an island, Caribbean island, we usually just go on our own, get a cab and do an island tour and do the basic, you know, $20 to $50 island tour for 3 or 4 hours where they take you around to the key spots and you get to know that island. And then once we've been to an island, we know like some of the beaches or restaurants or things that we like to do, and then we do those on our own. But an island tour is a kind of affordable way to get your feet wet on the island. And then, of course, Disney has their own private island, Castaway Cay, and they have, or Cay or Key.
Key.
And it's very well done. You don't have anybody asking you for money. You've got plenty of lounge chairs and hammocks and nice crystal clear blue water that's super calm.
You've got cabanas that you can rent, an adult beach.
An adult beach, a kids and family beach.
Well, and then they have a kids play area where you can check your kid into essentially the kids club.
Yep.
I still have guilt over that.
You can take them to the kids club on the beach and they're supervised there. And they can play there if you want to go to the adult beach or do an excursion. They even have like a 5K run in the morning.
Yeah.
They have a 5K run that you can do in the morning. We've rented bikes there before. You can go all over the island on the bikes.
I really like that.
Do they still do that 5K run?
Yep.
They do.
It's early.
You're getting off the ship and all these sweaty, nasty runners are getting back on. They're like, oh.
But that's a very nice beach. And then for the holidays, that beach is all done up with snowmen and reindeer and Christmas decorations.
Garland.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, so it's really neat.
They do it right.
Yep, and they have cooks.
It's nice that they've got the little trolley trams that take you from this end, from the ship down to the other end of the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take you all the way down to the adult beach if you want. It's a separate tram, but it works.
Yeah, it's very well done.
It is.
Anything else on Disney Cruise Line, first timers?
You didn't ask me.
Lisa.
I think a lanyard is important.
Oh, well, yeah, lanyard's a good idea.
Until we get magic bands on all the ships. We need lanyards for your room key.
Yeah, it's nice to have a lanyard, and you just slide it right in and then access your door and everything else because you're paying for everything with the room key.
Yeah, you need that pretty much everywhere you go. But there are so many little silly tips that I can give. You like to bring a splitter for the outlet. Is that officially allowed?
I don't know. I keep hearing rumors that you're not allowed to bring them. So I'm not sure. But we used to bring a power strip because there's only one plug currently in those rooms because there's two plugs, but one's taken up by the phone, the Wave phone, and then the other one is available. So, of course, you have a phone and camera gear and everything else. And you want to charge all that. So I usually just bring a 3-prong or a extension.
We need to cut all that.
All right. We don't think we can take those anymore?
I don't think we can.
Okay. But I think that's it. If you have any cruise line tips from Disney Cruise Line, you can post them on our show notes in the comments section or over on Facebook. And Lisa, you want to close the show?
I do. All right. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, please post those at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy listening to the shows, of course, you can go to iTunes or go to our webpage, which is mousechat.net. And thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.